Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the first covenant, you sought to avoid the curse by obedience to God's commands and God's statutes. If you came short, you offered sacrifices. Animal blood was shed to cover your sins. And in so doing, you could experience blessing and avoid the curse. Now, if you just didn't care about God and you didn't care what He said and you ignored, you didn't even try to obey, well, you're going to get the curse and not the blessing. But nobody could keep the law perfectly. So Jesus had to come and fix it for us. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because of what He did, no longer are we to try to merit being righteous enough to be blessed because of what we do. We receive the blessing because of what He did.
Amen.
Oh, come on, can you say amen?
Amen.
Say it out loud, I'm not blessed.
I'm not blessed.
By what I do.
By what I do.
I'm blessed by what He did. And the good news on that is when you come up short, you still don't have to be cursed. And so now, the greatest trade you ever made. What am I talking about? Your curse for His blessing.
Amen.
Greatest, somebody say greatest trade.
Greatest
trade I ever made. Now look at verse 13. This is the one I was trying to get to. What does it say? Christ has, that's not going to, that's not in the process of, hath, we'd say has. He has redeemed us. Now a lot of people stop right there and they sing about it, and they shout about it, preach about it, but you need to read the rest of the verse. People say, well, I'm redeemed. Yes, you are, if you're a believer. But from what? People say, from hell. That's not what the verse said. You're saved from having to go to hell. Thank God. But you got to watch about just grabbing the phrase out of a verse. How many understand if that's all that was needed, the Lord wouldn't give us the rest of the verse? What exactly are we redeemed from according to this verse? We're redeemed from what?
The curse
of the law. Christ, not going to, not in the process of, He has already redeemed us from the curse of the law. The way it happened, He was made a curse. Now some translations say He became accursed, but that's not exactly what the word is. This is correct. He was made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That's a quote from the Old Testament there. And He did hang on the tree. That's why He died that way instead of another way. Because when He hung on the cross, He became sin with our sin. Well, the sin and disobedience and rebellion deserves the curse. And even though He had never sinned Himself, He didn't sympathize or empathize with our sin. He became sin with our sin. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. He became sin with our sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Was He really made sin?
Yes.
With your sin?
Yes.
then you've been really made righteous with His righteousness. You can't have one without the other now. You'll hear people say, oh, I'm not righteous. I wouldn't say, well, then you're not saved. Oh, yeah, I'm saved. Well, you can't have it both ways. The only way you could be saved is you received what He did for you.
Amen.
And what He did for you was to make you righteous.
Amen.
You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. You didn't work up to it. He made you. He didn't commit sin any more than you committed righteousness. But He took it and became it. And when you received Him, you received His righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He received your and my sin at the cross. And when we received Him as Lord, we received His righteousness. We received what He has done. The righteous should be blessed.
Yes. Amen.
It's the disobedient and the ungodly that deserve the curse.
Right.
The righteous deserve no curse. Should not be cursed.
No. Yes. Amen.
Are you righteous?
Yes.
Come on, you need to answer that correctly.
Yes.
Are you righteous?
Yes.
Yes. If you're a believer, if you're born again, you believe your sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Your name's written in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
You're righteous, not based on what you did, based on what He did. But the righteous deserve no punishment before God. The righteous deserve no curse. Tell me again who you are.
Righteous.
The righteous. Yeah? Then you should not be cursed. It's not right for the righteous to be cursed.
Hallelujah.
It's not just. That's from the Lord. He gave me that this afternoon. It's not right for the righteous to be cursed. It's not just. Now, I don't even have to ask you, because the enemy tries to do the same thing with all of us. He continually tries to bring to your remembrance your mistakes,
yes,
your shortcomings, your failures, your sins. Right?
Yes.
Because if he can keep you in a state of condemnation and guilt and shame, he can get you to think you deserve the curse. Then when the curse shows up in your life, you think, well,
right.
Yep, you know, I was kind of expecting it. I've messed up so many ways. I've made so many mistakes. Yeah. Or when you need a blessing, a lot of times people won't even ask. They won't even try to receive it, you know, because I don't deserve it. Well, none of us deserve it.
Right.
That's why Jesus had to come.
Because
none of us deserved it. None of us could earn it. But He bought it and gave it to us anyway. Will you receive it?
Yes.
You have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. The righteous should not be cursed. It's not just for the righteous to be cursed. The curse is not for the righteous. And who are you? You're the righteous. If the curse is not for the righteous, what is for the righteous? What's Oh, you're pretty good on this. The blessing. The blessing.
The blessing.
The blessing.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Glory to God. Let me draw your attention to something. Yeah, I don't know about that single message thing. Let's talk about the power of the blessing just a little bit. Go to Leviticus 25, please. Leviticus 25, what is the blessing? The blessing is absolutely amazing, is what it is. It's what you want. 24/7 is what you want. And because of what the Lord has done for us, He expects us to have it. It's supposed to be manifesting in our life. Unless the enemy can convince us of lies.
Right.
And that's one of the principal ways he steals, kills, and destroys is through deception, through lies. It matters what you believe. It matters what you think on. It's life and death, both naturally and eternally. In Leviticus, the 25th chapter, the 18th verse, this is part of the statutes of the Lord that He gave them. He said, you'll do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and you'll dwell in the land in safety. Keep going. And the land shall yield her fruit, and you'll eat your fill and dwell therein in safety. Now, you'll see that he's talking in the next chapter, goes into great detail. This is a companion chapter to Deuteronomy 28, talking about the blessing and the curse. So he's talking about right now blessing and curse, and how many can see which one he's talking about right now? Blessing. The land will yield her fruit. That's because of the blessing. You'll eat your fill because of the blessing. You'll dwell therein in safety because of the blessing. Provision, fruitfulness, safety is in the blessing. Keep going. And if you say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we'll not sow nor gather in our increase. Now, he had told them to let the land rest on the seventh year, in keeping with what he told them about resting the seventh day. You work 6 days, but you don't do any kind of work on the seventh. And it wasn't just about recreation, it was about no work, none. And he wanted them to do the same thing with the land for a whole year. Work the land, plant your seed, get in your crops, 6 years. But the seventh year, don't even go out and plant in the spring. Now you got to remember, this is before the days of canning and refrigeration. I mean, your survival the next year depends on a good crop this year. And so when the Lord tells you, don't even plant a crop the seventh year, don't even go out to the field. Don't break up the land. Don't plant it. Don't do a thing. Do you reckon any alarms went off in people's minds and they thought, what are we going to eat, right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.